the last 2 years, the Lord has led me on a journey of learning to see the invisible. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The best way I can describe seeing the invisible is being conscious or aware of the spiritual world with any of our five senses. It is my understanding that this is the way Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing, John 5:19. As believers, this ability to see is not an option, but a necessity if we are to truly do what the Father is doing. Therefore, we can be assured that every true believer has the potential to see the invisible, as seen in John 3:3 and John 1:51. This has been a very inspiring time in my life as I have become more and more conscious of his world. However, about 6 weeks ago, something unexpected happened. It was as if the veil to the invisible was suddenly shut. I'm not saying heaven became like brass, but the consciousness of his world was not consistently available as it had been. I did everything I knew to do, but nothing seemed to work. In fact, the more I tried to see, the less I saw. This past Saturday at the Lee Park Outreach, the atmosphere around me suddenly became almost electric. I knew the veil to the invisible was open, as even casual conversations became inspiring to me. It turns out this heavenly silence was all part of the Lord teaching me to see the invisible. Here are a couple of lessons from the school of heavenly silence. First, many Christians thrive in an environment where they are conscious of the Lord, but the moment that consciousness is withdrawn, they withdraw. We must be very careful about this. It is a test, a very big one. Our faith is most clearly demonstrated by obedience, as seen in 2 Corinthians 5:7 and Hebrews 10:9. Not by feelings of great inspiration, yet many of us stumble at this very point. We should expect to go through times where the anointing and consciousness of the invisible realm are very strong. These are inspiring times indeed. However, we can also expect a withdrawal of the conscious awareness of these things in order to be tested to see if we are ready for more. It is in these times of heavenly silence that God is offering us an opportunity to be prepared for increase. It's like the final exam before a promotion. We ask God for more, and this is one of the ways he brings us into heavenly fruitfulness. Times of heavenly silence. Second, as a son of the Father, I can approach his throne of grace anytime I desire and in any condition, and he always welcomes me and accepts me just as I am. Hebrews 4:16. However, we also have callings as a king and priest that minister to him. Revelation 5:10. In this hour, the Lord is looking to promote many sons and daughters into the place of king and priest. If the orphan spirit issues are not resolved in our lives, then we will be hindered and prevented from fully entering into this ministry. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is huge. We must learn to approach him as king and great high priest on different terms than as our heavenly Father. Heaven has a protocol, and if we are to minister from heaven to earth, we must be careful to follow his protocol. This is basic for every king and priest. Ezekiel 44:15-18. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. It shall be, whenever they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall put on linen garments. No wool shall come upon them while they minister within the gates of the inner court or within the house. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen trousers on their body. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. Sweat speaks of self-effort. It is a condition of the curse. Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. We were not made for a curse, but blessings, Genesis 1:28. When the blessings of God, such as the consciousness of His world, is missing in our lives, we typically resort to fleshly effort to get these blessings. Our efforts toward this unseen world will always miss the mark and leave us exhausted, empty, discouraged, unfulfilled, and eventually will drive you away from the very thing we all desire, His manifest presence. As we learn to see the invisible, we also must learn to walk in such a way as to not offend the dove of His Spirit. May we all continue to abide in His love. Blessings, Byron Wicker.